One's going to score. Grace Fisher rounding third. Miller will take second with these.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group.
Misses the catch. Davis will score.
Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians. This is Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network.
Next pitch finds the seam. Pass the right fielder.
91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network. We're moving quickly today, so no pregame show. We're getting right into the action. Morgan Bricker is on the mound for Pendleton Heights as they look to dethrone the defending Hoosier Heritage Conference champion Yorktown Tigers. Coming in tonight, 22-2. The Tigers are hot, and the winner will be crowned Hoosier Heritage Conference champion.
Yeah, Yorktown's had a very impressive season at 22-2. Only losses coming to two strong opponents that Pendleton Heights themselves also lost to. So both teams are looking to get a big win, take the conference, and for the Arabians, they're just over 500 now, and they want to stay that way.
Yeah, the Arabians currently on a four-game win streak. It has been great looks from Legends Field recently, and this is their longest win streak since 2024. Really nice stuff we've been seeing from them. They're over 500 now. The 7-0 win over Newcastle just 2 days ago put them over 500 for the first time in 394 days. And our first pitch here from Morgan Bricker is going to be outside the zone. She will start with the ball. Morgan Bricker, the gal for the Lady Arabians who has not seen the mound much, has not been able to play much her senior year, but recently she has been hot. As quick off the bat, our first out will be found at first base. Hauled in by Aubrey Fox.
That's a quick play there from the Arabians, able to get an out quickly on into this game. Less than 30 seconds elapsed, and they're able to get one out on the board.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bartle, the senior, will go back to the dugout. And now it looks like we've got Olivia Jeroman, 490 batting average, leading the team. One ball. The junior looking for her 26th hit. One out already for Morgan Bricker and company in the field. Jeroman will start 2-0 in the count.
Ball looked just a little bit low. Would have been in the zone just an inch up, just a little bit low.
The Tigers started this year 13-0. Since then, they've only been knocked off by Westfield and HSE, as Jeroman will now go 3-0, one out. Top of the first here, still scoreless from Legends Field. Morgan Bricker will find the first strike of the at-bat. Count moves 3-1. Last time we saw Morgan Bricker, she pitched all five innings against Newcastle. Allowed no hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts. So Morgan Bricker's coming off a no-hitter.
Yeah, and that's a great job by her there, being able to work the count full and looking for a strikeout to bring two outs.
Morgan Bricker's got 22 on the year, and Jeroman's got a 3-2. Swung and put into play for Holden at second. They retire the second out at first. Still scoreless from the top of the first. Two outs for Pendleton Heights in the field. Olivia Jones, the sophomore, to the plate. Olivia Jones, second on the team in on-base percentage as well as hits. 11th in 3A in home runs with 3. 0-1. Two outs. Bricker's next pitch in the dirt. It's really hard to follow up a perfect game. You know, a no-hitter is what I would describe that as. And she started off against a really hot Yorktown team. With a count 1-2 here and two outs, she could make this a 1-2-3 inning.
Yeah, that'd be pretty impressive, especially coming off the game she just had to be able to get that kind of game going.
1-2, two outs. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 23 for Morgan Bricker to one of the best hitters on this Yorktown squad. Bottom of the first inning, and the Arabians are up to the plate. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here on the Arabian Sports Network. Alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I'm your host Zion Palmieri. Yorktown and Pendleton Heights meet at Legends Field. Winner decides the Hoosier Heritage Conference. And on the mound is Olivia Jones, the sophomore, dominant pitcher for this squad, currently with outstanding numbers to her name, has pitched 95 innings, 66% of this Yorktown team, .66 ERA, sixth in the state of Indiana, third in the state of Indiana for wins, and fifth for strikeouts, numbering 203. And Macy Humphrey, the freshman, will be first to deal with Jones in the circle. A swing and a miss has Humphrey down 0-1.
Yeah, and Yorktown definitely went with their best pitcher for this game, going for the conference. So she wants to make a big statement.
Both of these squads doing that, and rightfully so. The conference means a lot to these two. And the Yorktown defending champions looking to go back-to-back 7-0 runs. And Pendleton Heights, with a win, would tie Yorktown. But according to Coach Davis, quote, "As far as I'm concerned, we beat them. We're conference champs," end quote. Macy Hufford finds one high in the air. The 1-1 turns into the first out with a ball in foul territory. Here's Avery Miller to the plate. Bottom of the first, still scoreless. And here's the senior. .235 batting average. .274 on base percentage. Looks to notch our first base hit of the night. Two really solid pitchers. This might be a little bit of a defensive chess match, or, you know, who can get the other pitcher out first. 0-1. From what I've seen, the model to beat this Yorktown team, with them only having two losses, is A, Yorktown make a lot of errors, as they did in the Westfield game, having four, as this one will just reach fair territory to the correct side of the third base bag, and now lopside into foul territory. Avery Miller has a single.
Just went under the glove of the Yorktown defender. She's able to get a quick hit there for the Arabians in the bottom of the first to hopefully get them the lead.
Here's Aubrey Fox, the most exciting hitter on this team, batting .556, trying to find her 41st, in the most hit of the year. Miller's on first. Fox leading this team with 32 RBIs. Takes ball number one as Miller will steal second, no questions asked.
Looked almost a little lazy from Yorktown. They had the ball there. She was only halfway to the plate, and they just weren't able to get the tag down in time.
Yeah, Pinker behind the dish. And that one was a strike. My apologies on that. Late call from the umpire, and there's strike number two. Is seems Aubrey Fox wasn't ready for the heat. 0-2 now. The junior's down. Yorktown averages 2.8 hits allowed. In their two losses, they've allowed six-plus hits, with eight being the highest hit total in the season. They are a very efficient defensive team, only allowing 32 total runs this year. Total hits, my apologies.
That's why that error there was so surprising. Mm-hmm. They don't usually make those kind of mistakes.
1-2, one out, and there's strike three. Olivia Jones finds her second out in the circle, and Avery Miller still on second. Scoreless from Legends Field.
And with those errors for Yorktown, that's what made them lose games when they lost to Westfield 4-0. They had a few errors there, and that's what led them to lose that game. And if they have a lot of errors in this game, the Arabians could steal it.
The senior Cassie Hayes to the plate, batting .347. Olivia Jones, 10th pitch of the day. Miller still at second, and Hayes will chase strike one. A win tonight would be Pendleton Heights' first conference title since 2013. Of course, they would be co-champs, but we've already addressed how Coach Davis feels about that. And 0-1 turns into 0-2. Two harsh swings from Hayes and yet to make contact.
Yeah, it just goes to show how good of a pitcher that Olivia Jones is for the Tigers. She's able to get these swings off of batters, and they're not hitting.
Last time we saw her against Pendleton Heights, 13 hits were made. This sophomore has taken leaps into her second year of high school as we'll find a strikeout. Out number three, Olivia Jones will take us to the top of the second. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-27-3960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back. The Yorktown Tigers take to the plate. We'll see Fields, Rinker, as well as Childers, and we're still scoreless. Top of the second inning. Tonight's going to be about who's the better pitcher in the circle, and of course, you know, usually always who's going to be the most clean, the least amount of errors, because any amount in a really high-level softball game will lose you the game. But currently right now, been pretty even. We're still scoreless. Very early in tonight's affair. But Morgan Bricker has ball one. The second one. We'll just kiss the outside of the zone. 2-0 count, no outs, top of the second.
Just a little bit low again. She went there a couple times in the first inning.
As now, high foul, or excuse me, fair into center field. Low for Dumovic, who quickly falls to catch it. There's our first out in center.
Good play there. Diving a little bit in order to get the ball. Moved pretty quickly.
And a Rinker to the plate now. The senior batting 431. 18 members of this varsity roster for Yorktown, only four of them being seniors. Rinker is one of them. And she'll start with the ball. Bricker, minimal strike so far in the top of the second, and she'll find one here, a 1-1 count as the ball's notched foul. We mentioned the winner of tonight's affair will lead the Hoosier Heritage Conference with a title. Pendleton Heights currently has the largest win streak of the Hoosier Heritage Conference with four games. The ball will find ball to one count. Yorktown, the second closest with a two-win streak, tied with Mount Vernon. That's your 1-2-3 in the conference. But the winner with the largest streak will be the winner of tonight's game. 3-1, one out. Rinker ahead, and no swing. Will be a full count now. Fouled.
Gets a good swing, but just fouls it off a little bit to the left.
Yorktown, very quiet team for, you know, being 22-2. 5.8 hits do they average, the most coming in the early innings and slowing down from there as the senior Rinker will draw a walk.
And that's good sense in the batter's box there to draw a walk.
In Morgan Bricker's no-hitter just Tuesday against Newcastle, she pitched all five innings. No walks in that affair. Very early in tonight's, we have our first. It's not in the break of sweat over. Still have got one out. The umpires will take time here. Charlotte Childers, the freshman, trying to find her 17th hit. 7 total RBIs on the year. Scratch that, 18. Caldwell going to be the courtesy runner on first. Ball one for Childers has a 1-0 count. Harley Coleman doing a great job keeping Caldwell on first. The count moves 2-0. Caldwell really squirreling around. Second on the team in stolen bases. 10 in total. And this one will be close. Doesn't take off. Now a 2-1 count as we don't have a swing from Childers. One out. And foul. We're split 2-2. Yorktown started the season 13-0, their best start I could find record of, and only losing to HSC and Westfield. 13 is their longest streak by far, as the count will move full. But it was recently broken up by the Royals, Lady Royals softball team. So now the Yorktown Tigers only in a 2-game win streak. Of course, you want to be on a big streak before sectionals. They like to get the ball rolling, as a 3-2 will be fouled. We'll stay here. Kind of breaking it up a little bit. And maybe the Arabians can catch them on a down stretch. Two losses within 4 games is a pattern, you know, when you start 13-0. And the 3-2 is foul territory, but Coleman's under it. They throw it to first as Caldwell took off. A double play, uncharacteristic, but works for the Lady Arabians. We'll see you in the bottom of the second, scoreless as Pendleton takes to the plate. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844. Or online at force.tech. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. Due up for the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabian softball team will be Brinley Holden, Harley Coleman, and Grace Fisher. 5, 6, and 7 will lead us off at the bottom of the second. We are still scoreless with Pendleton Heights having the hit advantage 1-0. Olivia Jones on the mound for Yorktown. The star-studded pitcher has been consistent through one. Brinley Holden had a big day Tuesday at Newcastle. Led her team to the win, batting 2-for-3 at the plate. Had 2 RBIs and a double for the Lady Arabians. All phases and cylinders are really going to need to be firing here if they want a chance to beat this Yorktown squad, as they do have them to a slow start, I will add. But this is such a tough team to really count out, even this early in the matchup. And Brinley Holden's got to be a piece of that machine. She'll start 1-0 in the count. Errant swing will move it 1-1. It's like she didn't want to swing, and then she wanted to, and then it was too late. 1-1, no outs. Here's Jones' 14th. Fouled off the lower end of the bat. A 1-2 count for Brinley Holden. Jones, a .66 ERA. Incredible, pitching 95 innings. As her fourth pitch of the at-bat will find the bottom right. 2-2 count. Long at-bats today. as the inside pitch will make it full. No swing from Holden has us 3-2.
And it just goes to show the quality of the pitchers and hitters that are in this game where they're able to get these 3-2 counts. And both teams playing strong.
Big swing and a miss for strike number 3. Holden comes back to the dugout empty-handed. Harley Coleman will step up to the righty batter's box and hopefully change the momentum for the Lady Arabians. That was a big strikeout for Yorktown. Second of the day for Olivia Jones. Harley Coleman will foul off the first.
Good strong swing there to knock the ball foul. At least you want to be swinging in a game like this where you're playing such a good pitcher. You want to just get swings on the ball.
0-1, one out. Scoreless at the bottom of the second. And right to Jones' mitt. A line drive to the pitcher, snagged for the second out. The 15th hit of the year for Harley Coleman, stolen away from Olivia Jones at the hand of both of these outs in the second inning. Here comes senior Grace Fisher. Fresh count, two outs. Still scoreless. Swing and a miss. Very late swing for Fisher, has her 0-1. O2 now is same result as before, just later. We need a big adjustment here if Grace Fisher needs a hit. O2, two outs. And Jones finds her third strikeout of the day. Pendleton Heights quiet at the plate. Top of the third inning coming your way soon. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7
WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to Legends Field on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside my co-host Jeffrey Kirkendall. The winner of tonight's game will crown the 2025-26 Hoosier Heritage Softball Conference Champions. So far, we're all knotted up 0-0. It's like a fresh game in the third inning here. Morgan Bricker still on the mound. Has the count 0-1. Make it 0-2 as Pendleton Heights has the lead. Kaylee Morgan, the junior at the plate. The lead in the count, I should say.
Really, this game's going to be about who can get that first spark. Pendleton Heights already got a hit, but they need to get more.
And this one will tail off the end of the bat to Holden at second, to Fox at first. The Lady Arabians have their first in the field. Taitlin King, the sophomore, batting 400, trying to find her 19th hit, comes to the plate. 400 is not bad at all. Definitely in the lower half of at-bats on this team. As ball number one will find King. Yorktown's won the last four of five matchups as the count moves 1-1 for King. Morgan Bricker finds her first strike, having a better start to this inning than she did the second, though the second was finished with none scored. 1-2 now for Morgan Bricker. for both of these teams. It's the last game of the regular season. Sectional time is coming up soon. These two foes will not face each other as Morgan Bricker is going to find her second strikeout of the day. King goes back to the dugout. And there's the second out for Pendleton Heights. Alice Hawk, the freshman, batting 312 to the righty batter's box. What I was saying, these two teams won't face each other. 3A and 4A schools. Even though it's conference, 0-1 to start for Alice Hawk.
Yorktown definitely has a good chance for the 3A state title of the way they're moving right now. And Pendleton Heights looking for a good time in sectionals.
1-1, two outs. Last year, the Yorktown Tigers won their sectional, fell to, I believe, Norwell in the first round of regionals. 2-1 in the count. The freshman did a great job of swinging it in her direction. Morgan Bricker will now even us up to all. Going to be really difficult for this freshman facing the Lady Arabians ace, a senior, so much more experienced than the freshman and Hawk. But here's going to be a hit down in the field, a dive from Morgan at shortstop. In for the third out. Excuse me, Grace Fisher. Gets the jersey dirty, but gets the third out. The Lady Arabians are hyped and heading into the bottom of the third. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back. Scoreless from Legends Field as we enter the bottom of the third. First up to the plate, Kirsten Dumovic. A young hitter that has been asked to kind of fill the role that's needed. A lot of girls have gone down on this Lady Arabian softball squad, and Dumovic has risen to the occasion in center field and will now be asked to do so at the plate. Didn't get a hit against Yorktown, but only one plate appearance. We'll see if she can find one over Olivia Jones, the best pitcher in potentially the state of Indiana. Dumovic will go down 0-1. And now make it 0-2 as Dumovic swung at the right pitch there. Looked clean, just couldn't make contact. And it looks as though most of this Lady Arabian squad is. 0-2. Make it 3. First out in the field for the Yorktown Tigers is big surprise there. It's like they're not used to the action because Jones is just so efficient in the circle, and they rarely have to put in any of the younger guard at the pitching position. It's definitely a one-sided recipe, but it is successful, as we've seen. One out currently, Jama Smith at the plate. Shows bunt and tries to catch Yorktown off guard. Will now make contact 0-1. This is Jama Smith's 14th plate appearance this year. She's down on the count 0-1, trying to find her fifth hit. We get bunt again as she pulls it back. Looked like a good adjustment for me as the count will move 1-1. Count is 0-2. I think they ruled the last one a foul. Went straight down. My apologies to make it there. And Jama Smith, nixed at the plate. Two straight strikeouts for Olivia Jones. The dominance has not stopped tonight. Pendleton Heights has no answer at the plate. We're top of the order. The freshman, Macy Huffer. The first time we saw Macy Huffer hit her first ball in play. Was caught for the very first out of the game. As strike one will be docked looking. Zero, zero. Bottom of the third. That's a tough one to leave off of. 1-1 for the freshman as the ball is high in the air. Seen a lot of strikes in a row for Olivia Jones. So tonight's getting a nice break there. You got to maximize it because you're not going to get much. 1-2 now, two outs. The good thing about Pendleton Heights is they've been in similar experiences before. A lot of these upper echelon teams in the state they play have very strong pitchers. 1-2, two outs. Jones, just one strike away from having three strikeouts in a row. The count moves 2-2 as the ball's underneath in the dirt. Two outs. And that'll be the third. Macy Hufford, empty-handed at the plate. Olivia Jones, three Ks in a row, sends us to the top of the fourth. Halfway through tonight's affair, you're listening into the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back to Legends Field. Alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I'm Zion Palmieri. Morgan Bricker on the mound for Pendleton Heights. And the stare-off continues, still 0-0. Remember, tonight's winner will be crowned Hoosier Heritage Conference champion. Pendleton Heights looking for their first since 2013. The Yorktown Tigers look for their second consecutive. 1-0 start at the plate for the Yorktown Tigers. We're top of the order with Bartle. And this will find in play. High back near second base. It'll be the right fielder, Hufford, who will drop it at her feet for the first base hit of the day. Pendleton Heights has notched their first error.
Yeah, I was in that gap right there, and neither player really knew who had it, and then looked like the right fielder just dropped that.
Looked like the communication came late, as we will get a bunt attempt from Jerome and hear the play at first made. Runner advances to second. So sacrifice bunt here. Looked like the play was made earlier, just the communication came late, and then, you know, obviously didn't nail down the catch. There, Coach Penrod opts for a sacrifice bunt. One out here. Olivia Jones, the star pitcher we've been talking about, will take a crack at the plate. 1-0. Last time we saw her, she struck out swinging. Something about her and strikeouts. That one not coming on the right side. 1-0, one out. And now 2-0 as Pendleton Heights doesn't get the pitch they need there. The lead in the count to Jones for about the millionth time tonight, it feels like. Again, this time on the unorthodox side. As now 3-0 as Morgan Bricker yet to find a strike in the count. That one was close-ish. It looked like she lost control of it late. 3-0. And she finds her first.
Good outside pitch there to get the first strike of the at-bat.
A win today would put Yorktown 14 straight conference victories. As it looks like Olivia Jones will draw the walk. There's two on base for Yorktown. Second and first filled. One out, and Coach Davis will visit the circle. Usually his circle visits come after a run, if not two, if scored. I think he knows the severity of today's matchup, and he knows the strength in the Yorktown batting. He's got the choice to change up the pitching. We've seen a lot this year. The grass is not always greener. They've led this team to 13 wins, 12 losses. Morgan Bricker being the most efficient at the plate. After that, following Macy Hufford. Continuing down the order, Josie Statzer, then Brinley Holden. And it looks as though we're not going to get a pitching change, and I don't mind it at all. Still young early in this game, and Morgan Bricker's your best bet if you want to beat the Yorktown Tigers. One out, two on base. Fields at the plate. Strike number one.
Good low pitch that she finally just gets high enough in order to get a strike. It's been falling a little lower all night. She's able to get a good one.
And there, just outside, is going to be a ball. That one was inches away. Bricker, two strikeouts, two walks tonight. 51 total pitches. She's in the toughest spot tonight currently. As this one will be chopped off the bat, high in the air for Fisher. And their best infielder will luckily haul in the second out, just one away from getting out of this tough spot. Anna Rinker. Last time we saw her, she was one of Bricker's two walks. And Bricker will start with a ball. It's in play, past the shortstop, into left field. One's going home. Cassie Hayes will hit the cutoff girl, and Yorktown has drawn first blood. Pendleton Heights. Quiet in the infield and outfield. Runner on second and first for Yorktown, as they now have the first lead of the evening.
We knew the first run would come sooner or later, and it comes there as Yorktown's able to get a hit and a double.
Two outs.
It looked like just a single, maybe.
1-0 lead in the count. Childers at the plate. 0-for-1 today. And she'll chop at the first. 1-1. Went straight back foul. Childers, 18 RBIs. Third on this team. And doesn't bite on the third pitch. 2-1. Great eye. As we've got two outs still. Bricker's 58th of the evening. A little bit too low. 3-1 count. For Childers. Three-one, two outs. Bricker walks. Bases are now loaded. Kaylee Morgan, the junior, batting 404, 10 RBIs to the plate. 4 doubles, 2 triples, 1 home run on the year. 2 outs for Pendleton Heights. Bricker starts with a strike. 0-1 as Morgan will come up with a swing and a miss. The pitch is outside. 1-1. Yorktown very loud and attentive in the dugout. As this one's going to go to the outfield. Hayes going back, cannot haul it in. One scores, two scores. They're sending three home. The throw not going to be there. 4-0 Yorktown after a base-clearing double.
Yeah, this is definitely Yorktown's inning, able to score four runs. Definitely their most impressive. And Pendleton Heights is going to need to find a way to respond.
And we'll see no visit from Coach Davis. Taitlin King into the righty batter's box. King struck out last time we saw her. Oh, one. The next is close. Umpire says just outside, one all. That's anyone's pitch. Tough call. They'll leave it up to the umpire. But, staying in an 0-1 count, can't be too mad to have your girl not swing. The count moves 2-1 as this one's no doubter in the dirt. Bricker up to 65 pitches as the 2-1 is high and outside. Bricker looks frustrated. The body language not showing good signs. As we're 3-1, two outs, runner on second. High foul back. Ball's out of play. This Yorktown team is extremely well-rounded. On the hitting side, 393 batting average, 483 on base percentage. We're seeing the benefits of that now as the 3-2 will be fouled back into the dugout of Yorktown. And on the pitching side, we've seen the dominance in Jones. They've only allowed 84 hits to 260 team strikeouts. For reference, Pendleton Heights ahead of tonight's matchup, 101. A swing and a miss at the plate will end the inning for Pendleton Heights, but two deep outfield hits has a 4-0 lead to the Yorktown Tigers. Pendleton Heights will look to return with some heat. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-273960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back on the Arabian Sports Network. Alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I am Zion Palmieri. Yorktown 22-2. And currently, right now, they're on track to make it 23 and add a conference title. Some hardware back to Yorktown. But the Arabians stand in the way. Currently, the body language has shown to be deflated, to be down, and look to be out of it. Avery Miller, a senior, can hopefully be the kickstart and change things up. Bottom of the fourth, down four. Jones in the circle. Swing and a miss from Miller as the Butler commit will go 0-1. Yorktown stands at the top of the Hoosier Heritage. Pendleton Heights being below them. After that, Mount Vernon, New Pal, Shelbyville, Greenfield, Delta, and Newcastle. Pendleton Heights knocking off all of those teams except Mount Vernon and Yorktown, the matchup we're seeing actively. Yorktown undefeated. 0-2, Miller will end her at bat with a strikeout. In just 38 pitches, Jones is up to 8 strikeouts. 3-11 on the year. Excuse me, 2-11. My apologies. Fox now. Big hack to start. All the Arabians are late here. I figure as a team, you got to sit down and say, all right, you know, maybe move back in the box. If you're ready, two back, be ready for it. You got to make some change here. You can't go the whole game and all have the same results. You're not changing the formula. 0-2. It's like their feet stuck in the mud. And now Fox will get a piece of it. First batter to say that in a minute. The count will stay 0-2. But at least you're seeing progress. One out. And the pitch is outside. Fox finds her first ball of the at-bat. Bold to leave it up to Blue, being 0-2, but it works out in her favor. Fox will find a piece of the fifth pitch of the at-bat. Foul ball back to the net. Invokes a mound visit from Pinker. The catcher and pitcher talking things over. Maybe having a new idea to bring to the table here. Pendleton Knights had the opening hit of the game and since have been quiet at the plate. 1-2. The inside pitch gets her. Had some movement to swing inside. Fox has some words of encouragement for Cassie Hayes, who will now step into the lefty batter's box. 2 outs, 4-0 lead to the Yorktown Tigers. Hayes 0-for-1 at the plate tonight. 2-for-3, Tuesday versus Newcastle. In back-to-back games, they play Hoosier Heritage Conference's opponents. One at the bottom, one at the top. Tonight, they have the stronger of the two. Yorktown up 4. Hayes goes 1-1 at the plate. Her latest swing being the late strike. This team is swinging. That's the good thing. Just so late every time. And a high pitch has the count 2-1. Seeing the first real stretch of balls here for Smith. Hayes being the lucky batter that gets to reap the benefits of that, but still a very strong performance tonight from Smith. As she'll even us up 2-2. Of the pitches from Jones tonight have been strikes. As we'll get another here high in foul territory and hauled in. Perkins finds our third out, and the Arabians still yet to find that second hit, find their jump start, their kick start, so to speak. And we'll go to the top of the fifth. Yorktown's going to get a chance to extend this lead. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844. Or online at force.tech.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back. Top of the fifth inning, Yorktown started it in the fourth and looks to continue in the fifth. They've been dominant on both phases. Even though the score doesn't really tell you the whole story, this has felt in the direction of Yorktown since the first pitch. Hawk, the freshman. 1-0 in the count as Bricker stays on the mound with pitch number 70. Bricker's third pitch outside, 2-1. This one in play to the left side of Holden and will reach the outfield. Great single, routine base hit for the freshman Hawk. This Yorktown team has won their sectional 2 out of the last 3 years. A win tonight would be back-to-back conference champions, 14-0 in that stretch. And they have so many young players on this team. They are setting themselves up for such a bright future. As we were going to get a bunt here, they'll throw it to first and get the out. Same situation as that fourth inning. They get that runner on first. They choose the sacrifice bunt to advance. And it works out in their favor. Obviously not getting that runner at first. Pendleton Knights opts for the easy out. One out. Bartle top of the order at the plate. Foul left side. Oh, 1-1 one out. Runner on second. Jeroman. Out of play again. Jeroman yet to find the base pass today. 0-2. And she'll swing this one into play to Bricker. The play at first. Has our second out. Runner advances to third. And contact is made between Aubrey Fox at first base and the runner. Both of them working on their feet, kind of stretching their ankles a bit. We'll see how things keep working out here. Two outs. We've seen Aubrey Fox take tough hits before. This fifth inning, I should say Yorktown starts off this game pretty hot. On paper, they average the most in the first half of the inning. Of course, you know, there's no halves in baseball and softball. But they usually slow down as the game goes on. And tonight that has not been the case. They had their first clawed four. And, you know, are on pace to have another here with a runner on third. This will change up the momentum of the game a bit. In the meantime, from Legends Field, 4-0 our score, Yorktown, with the large lead. Hoosier Heritage Conference game, where winner will take the title. Yorktown looks for two consecutive. But, attention all future broadcasters, WEEM is hosting Radio Kids Camp. Kids K-12 can join us June 15th through the 18th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Learn on-air skills, podcasting, programming, and sports broadcasting. 4 mornings of hands-on fun right here at 91.7 WEEM. Spots are limited and $75 per admission. Go to 91.7WEEM.org to sign up. Jeffrey, I don't know if you were made aware, but data has shown the town of Pendleton grows 4.24% annually. If you're having trouble staying informed with all of the new information, we've got just the solution. Stay up to date with our podcast, WEEM Weekly, a podcast that highlights all the important details in and around the town of Pendleton, hosted by the WEEM podcast staff. Find episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts or at 917WEEM.org. So Fox will come off the field. Josie Statzer will take over the role of Aubrey Fox at first. I have not called a pitch of Lady Arabian softball this year where Aubrey Fox has not been the first baseman. And I've called a lot of Lady Arabian softball this year. that's going to shake things up for this team. Coach Davis gets some time to talk to the team in the circle. It has been a what was a small error, you know, turned, snowballed into a big thing for, say, injuries for this Lady Arabian squad this year. Not been ideal.
And especially a first baseman is a big part of a team. It's the one who catches the ball the most coming from the other fielders. So it's the one who has to have that ability to communicate with the team very well.
You need to be consistent through all phases. But now we'll put you back into the situation. You've got two outs, 4-0 lead for Yorktown. Runner on third is the freshman in Hawk. Morgan Bricker still on the mound. 77 pitches. Starts 0-1 for Olivia Jones. Morgan will even the count 1-1. Is that one? I thought it hugged outside a bit. Umpire said it was enough to warrant a strike. Jones has struck out once today and is one strike away from doing it twice. Umpire will look down the line and say strike two, as that one was a bit hesitation slash checked it. But 1-2, two outs, and a ball. Yorktown on a two-game win streak was a lot bigger, but it was broken up by the Hamilton Southeastern Lady Royals, as one will be fouled way back toward the top of the press box. 2-2, two outs for Olivia Jones at the plate. Pendleton Heights has a scheduled date with Greenfield Central, in which I'm sure in that game we'll see Morgan Bricker, who finds yet another strikeout. Olivia Jones out at the plate, and that'll do it for the top of the fifth. Stay tuned for the bottom of the fifth. The Lady Arabians have four runs of debt to cover. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back on the Arabian Sports Network. I am Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall. Currently from Legends Field, it's 4-0 Yorktown. Bottom of the fifth, Pendleton Heights has had one hit offensively, and it's been a slow day in, you know, oddly enough, not a too far place for this Yorktown team. Pendleton Heights is playing the Delta Lady Eagles. They have a doubleheader scheduled for this Thursday evening. The score is 5-2 in the first game, which is almost ended, if not ending in the next few minutes. So it looks like the Arabian baseball team has stolen the first. They've got two to play. Of course, it's a conference doubleheader. But back here at Legends Field, Yorktown has the lead. Brindley Holden's at the plate, and Olivia Jones in the circle starts with a strike. Brindley Holden will notch another foul. I guess if you're... Go ahead, Jeffrey. My bad.
And that's what they need to do, is make contact, really. So they haven't, as they've been struggling with this all game, so just even fouling the ball off is a good sign.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's a good thing that you can look into this. You got to make some adjustment. You got to make a step forward, and this is a step. Maybe it takes a baby step to win this game, and you chip shot a few of these, but you've only got nine outs to work with left, and it's slipping away from them. 1-2, no outs. Bottom of the fifth, Brindley Holden swings, does not make contact. Oh, it looks like she did. I will say barely made contact there, and it ricochets to the backstop. Looks like Holden was kind of confused, if not a little freaked out after that, because she instantly like put her hands up. 1-2. Contact is a good thing. Jones will swing this one foul again. Popped high and hit her wrists. A dead ball. Four-oh is our score. Yorktown having the advantage in the top of the fifth as a ball underneath will make a count 2-2. Three A versus 4A here. 4A team being down by four runs to the 3A team. A lot of fours, a lot of threes. And Holden, wearing number four, will not make contact. Strike three is yet another out for Olivia Jones. That is her 10th in the circle. Out number one in this fifth inning. Here's Harley Coleman. You wonder if the Lady Arabians know ahead of this matchup. They're going to face Olivia Jones, who's .66 ERA, sixth in the state, third in the state in wins with 17, fifth in the state with strikeouts. Those are pretty easily accessible stats to find. And you wonder if that changes this matchup at all. 0-1 for Harley Coleman. .40 Yorktown with the lead. 0-1 count for the senior and Harley Coleman. One out. As the next will be the first ball of the at-bat. One out. 4-0 lead for Yorktown. Coleman's going to put it in play underneath the second baseman. That's a nice single for the senior. Coach Davis instantly looks to his dugout because they need to make it into a snowball and keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, they need to get some runs on the board quickly. And that hit to first base definitely helps.
They're going to put in Mia Leva, the sophomore courtesy runner. One out. Here's Grace Fisher. Avery Miller is the only other gal in the squad who's had the hit today, aside from Harley Coleman. Coleman, Miller, both seniors. Grace Fisher is another. Pendleton Heights isn't necessarily senior stacked. They're pretty average in terms of that, having a fair number. But here's Grace Fisher. The 60th pitch of the day from Olivia Jones in the circle. Strike number one has yet again another Lady Arabian batter is late. This is Pendleton Knight's first time being over 500 since April 22nd of 2025. 394 days. And it looks like they might be right back to 500 as Yorktown's up. 0-2, one out, runner on first. Jones notches the first ball of the at-bat outside. You know, the Hoosier Heritage Conference is ever so changing in the past while, and it doesn't look like this matchup will. I'm expecting to see these teams for a very long time, and we discussed it before. Yorktown's a very young team. So these two aren't done. 2-2. One out. You know, we've been talking about the rivalry with Greenfield and how they've been going back and forth and all the sectional wins opposed to the, you know, regular season wins, and how that one seems to grow ever so tense as the days go on and number down to their sectional matchup just next week. But this is one I feel like has been a little undershadowed. I know Yorktown's won 4 out of the last 5 matchups, and they're a very good softball program. But the longer they sit in here, the more they see Pendleton Heights. It's only going to get more, you know, back and forth. Grace Fisher will be back to the dugout. A strikeout, 11th for Olivia Jones. Kirsten Dumovich. Eleven hits on the year for the junior. Coach Davis didn't expect to see too much of Dumovich this year. Dumovich has done her job and filled the roles she has been asked to do, and thus we see her tonight for her 61st plate appearance. 0-1, two outs. Runner on first is Mia Leyva. Lead in the count. You need to stop saying in the count. 4-0 lead in this game. Bottom of the fifth inning. For the Yorktown Tigers. Dumovich pulls this one a bit. High outside. Foul territory. Coach Davis keeps jumping in and out of this game to talk to his first baseman who's being tended to by the athletic trainer. 0-2 in the count for Dumovich. Shows how important that loss is for this squad. As Coach Davis is half focused on the game because of that. And 0-2. The pitch is outside. First ball of the at-bat for Dumovich. And that, you know, issue with Fox has later implications. You got to think they want to win conference. Coach Davis and the past few coaches have always been saying is conference, conference, conference. But sectional titles are more important than conference, and you'll want to see Aubrey Fox for the extended future. Even if that means dropping this game, the next opponent on the schedule is the Greenfield Central Lady Cougars, and Coach Davis is going to pull every string for Aubrey Fox to be there for every single inning left in this season. Only a junior, so one season left of eligibility. 1-2, two outs, Dumovich. We'll put this in play. Scratch that foul territory. Looked at instantly off the bat. You know, going straight up. Thought it would have, you know, went forward, goes backward. 1-2 count stays. The last full start Olivia Jones made, she did earn a loss. She has both of the losses for this young Yorktown team, as a short hit will send Dumovich to first, and Pendleton Heights goes greedy. Leyva to third. They get the out at third base, and Coach Davis wants to talk to the umpire and further question that, but that'll do it for the fifth inning. Sixth inning coming soon. Pendleton Heights up 4-0. My apologies, Yorktown up 4-0. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oak Landon, 765-221-2082.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back. 4-0 lead to the conference Yorktown Tigers, who look like they have the conference title on a silver platter here. Pendleton Heights has 6 outs to decide otherwise offensively, but it starts defensively. They were able to cauterize the wound in the fifth inning and get another empty inning offensively for the Tigers. But still, down 4-0, they've only looked more deflated. Morgan Bricker still on the mound. We'll start with a strike, 0-1. The next pitch is outside, 1-1. Gricker up to 84 pitches tonight. Her stats on the evening, 3 hits allowed, 4 runs allowed, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. The count moves 1-2 after Bricker finds a strike. You wonder how long he keeps Bricker in here. They have 5 days until their next matchup versus Greenfield. Of course, a sectional game. You're going to expect the senior, the ace, to be there, ready for the start. I'm not expecting an early pull for Bricker tonight. As a high pulling foul ball keeps the count 2-2 for Fields. Alexis Fields batting 393. And she'll put this one in play. Well, it's going to be in play. It starts curving foul. The first baseman in Statzer can't get a glove on it in foul territory. Luckily enough, falls straight down. She'll go back to the plate. The count stays 2-2. Strike 3 comes from Bricker. 5th of the evening. 27th of the season. Morgan Bricker finds the first out of the top of the 6th. Addie Rinker, 5th in the order, starts 0-1. One out. Just foul behind the catcher and Coleman. One out. One out. Bricker is close. Cannot find the zone. The count moves 2-2 for the second straight time. This is around the time where Bricker found the strikeout last time. And a rocket off the bat. Foul territory. Straighten that out a bit, and there's a chance you could pull that. The wind looks like it's in the favor of a righty hitter here. Is underneath. Bricker makes the count full near the dirt. 3-2. Yorktown had a what I'm going to call anomaly fourth inning where they scored 4 because it's the only time it's happened this game. You've got 4 innings of nothing, and then that fourth where they actually get stuff, you know, being in the 6th inning here. So they have that crazy, you know, spurt anomaly, but since then it's been really quiet. They had all their hits in that inning. None since. And the 3-2's in play. Fisher squares to Fox at first. There is our second out. I apologize. That is Statzer at first. I'm too used to saying Fox at first. But, of course, Fox still being tended to by the athletic trainer. There's 2 outs. Childers will come to the plate for the Lady Tigers. The freshman batting 381 starts 0-1 in the count. This will be Bricker's 100th pitch of the day. And the off-speed catches 0-2. The most we've seen Bricker this year is 127 pitches versus New Pal. Looks like if they want her to close out this game, we might be seeing a little bit more. She's only got four more outs left. But we'll see here. I can't imagine they throw someone new for that top of the seventh. Unless they are able to really get some offensive action in this sixth or seventh inning. As Childers will find a high fly ball. Holden will find our third out. Top of the sixth is scoreless. Bottom of the sixth coming your way soon. Pendleton Heights has to up the ante. The urgency is needed. More coming soon on the Arabian Sports Network. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to Legends Field. The Hoosier Heritage Conference winner will be crowned tonight. Currently, Yorktown is running away with the title. The Arabians looking to stampede back into the race. They're starting off with Jama Smith, the youngster with limited plate experience today. And this season has to get them going offensively. They have had one hit in separate innings, two hits in total, and have not been able to put a run on the board. They've got six outs to do so. And a low swing starts Jama Smith, 0-1. I think she was expecting heat early. This Yorktown team looking for their second consecutive Hoosier Heritage title. With a win, they would be 4-14 of their last conference games, that is. Coach Jeremy Pinrod is 4-1 versus Pendleton Heights, winning three sectional titles unrelated to Pendleton Heights, which they are a 4A team. 3A is Yorktown. As Jama Smith will put it in play, second base Bartle will find Fields for the first out. We saw the strikeouts kind of start turning to foul balls, and now Jama Smith, the youngster, puts one in play. Hopefully now, top of the order, Hufford can hopefully put one into the gap, notch a single, and maybe keep this ball rolling into actual offensive action. One out. Hufford holds off. The high pinch is ball number one. Pendleton Heights has a lead in the count. Haven't been able to say that much today. You got to pull this as long as you can if you're the freshman in Hufford. And if that means swinging at a strike here, that's what it takes. 1-0, and she will. High foul. Way outside. Coach Jeremy Penrod, as I was speaking of before, started in Yorktown in 2021. He's won three sectional titles in that time and 128 career wins to 29 losses. Very great things to this program has he brought. And he's on pace for yet another conference title. 2-1 count for Macy Hufford as she'll pull this high, left side, inches away from being in play. That one had the distance. But not the accuracy. Macy Hufford looks to straighten it out. The wind not in her favor, pulling it far left. Tied for second to last. Pendleton Heights averages 1.1 runs in this inning. They are very spread across team. And tonight it's been spread across zeros on the scoreboard. As the third strike will be yet another strikeout, Olivia Jones adds to the count. 12 strikeouts. Avery Miller into the righty batter's box. One of the two Lady Arabians to get a hit tonight. She had a single to right field. She waits on the first one. The Butler committed up in the count, 1-0. The model to beat this Yorktown squad, Westfield 103. And I would credit that to the four errors Yorktown had in the field. And HSE beat them because they had eight total hits, a lot of offensive output, and they kept Yorktown quiet on the bases. Yorktown had the hits. They just were smart, played a very defensive game, and HSE was able to get out of it 3-2. And they've been the only two teams to lay the model to beat this Yorktown squad. Tonight, Pendleton Heights has been efficient. They've had liminal errors, only one, which, did lead to some runs. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. We have no offensive output in Pendleton Heights, and no offensive output means no wins. 2-1, two outs. Olivia Jones, 83rd pitch. Miller doesn't bite. 2-2 count. Yorktown at 22-2. 3A Giants started the preseason poll at 6th in the state. Since then, I have not seen much movement. So we're going to assume that's around there. As a ball inside will keep Miller there. She either thought she was A, doinked by it, or B, that was enough for a walk. Avery Miller will stay. I believe she thought she walked. The count is full, 3-2. Swing and a miss. Yet another strikeout. Count at 13 for Olivia Jones. We enter the top of the seventh. Yorktown to the plate. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-273960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to Legends Field. A 4-0 lead to Yorktown. One final inning for Pendleton Heights to fight the defending champions in the Yorktown Tigers. A bit of a dejected challenger. We'll see if the Lady Arabians can fight back, and it starts defensively. They need a quick 1-2-3 inning to swing momentum on their side. They're going to need more than that. For Yorktown, first at the plate is going to be Kaylee Morgan, the junior batting 404. Swings at the first pitch. High, foul territory. 0-1. Morgan 1-for-2 on the day. Got the action started in that fourth inning. And this one will be in play. Pass Statzer as well as Holden. The first, second hole has Jamin Smith bringing it back up. A routine single for Morgan. Now watch. We're going to see a sacrifice bunt. We've seen it the last two times. We've had a runner on first for Yorktown. I don't know if you want me to stay for the same game or not, but there's nothing on here to make it right. The runner is King. She shows bunt, makes contact, lays it down. Bricker to hold it at first, and there's our first out. Runner goes to second. I've seen this recipe many, many times before.
Yeah, that bunt's been working for Yorktown whenever they have a runner on first. They've just laid it down in order to get that runner on second. Only one out.
And a foul ball. Has the count. 0-1. The freshman Hawk is down. Top of the seventh here. 4-0 lead for Yorktown. Ball is high and outside. 1-1. Five, 1-1, one out. Hawk lays off of the next. That was close. It kind of sunk late. Moves the count 2-1. And the freshman will find the mid of Fisher. A line drive out as Morgan will dive back to the second base bag in threat of a double play. Morgan is able to save it there. Stay on base. Two outs. Runner on second. Here's Brooklyn Bartle in the top of the order. And Bartle, high, left field. Cassie Hayes at the warning track, takes one. 4-0 lead, Yorktown with the advantage. Three outs away from a conference title. Pendleton Heights makes one last stand to the plate. Will the challenger be denied? Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-273960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back on the Arabian Sports Network. Joined alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I'm your host, Zion Palmieri. Three outs stand in the way of Pendleton Heights right now. And losing a conference title, Yorktown with a four-point advantage looks to defend theirs and make it 14 consecutive conference games that they have reigned supreme. Will the dominance continue? Josie Statzer is the first to the plate in a name we have not called at the plate, as she totally has seven at-bats this year. As expected, Olivia Jones will stay on the mound, currently notching six innings pitched, two hits allowed, no runs, no walks, 13 strikeouts. I was curious, her personal record was this year where she notched 17 strikeouts. She has done that multiple times, and it is a consistent average for her to reach above 10. She's hit 13 five times this year and six with tonight's affair. You know, only three outs remain. She can't hit her PR or go over it unless these teams were to go into extra innings. But she would be one shy, assuming three strikeouts here. I wouldn't put it past her. This girl is... Pendleton Heights is lucky they don't have to see her in the sectional tournament. That's a nice way to put that. 1-0. Statzer was a lead in the at-bat. Very interesting to put a girl with no plate experience against Jones in there because she's going to be late. That's what the Lady Ravens have been all day. But maybe the continuity could shake it up for Jones. 2-0. Statzer has the advantage. The last full start Olivia Jones got, she did earn the loss. That was when HSC got the better of them, but the last time Jones pitched, she got the win in Madison Grant. Statzer leads 2-0, checks her swing lane. Does not matter as a strike will notch the count 2-1. Ask Coach Davis ahead of this matchup, you know, what are you going to tell your team? A conference environment, one game's going to decide it. And he told me just go win the thing. And Pendleton Knights has not answered that call tonight. Of course, they've still got three outs to work, so I should hold my comments until later. But things are not in their favor as the count's 2-2 for Josie Statzer. And this one's going to be close. 3-2, umpire says it was too low. Olivia Jones makes the count full with her 90th pitch. Pressure's got to be on here. It's a 4-0 game, but it's getting tense. As strike three will be made. Statzer is next at the plate. And there's the first of three for Olivia Jones and company. That is strikeout number 14 on the night for Olivia Jones. Strikeout 217 on the year. Ahead of tonight's game, she was fifth in the state of Indiana. Four strikeouts. Sixth for ERA. Cassie Hayes, who's 0 for 2, will start with an advantage. And she will find the outfield here to the feet of Childers, who will have an awkward scoop. A base hit for Cassie Hayes, her first of the evening. A late start for Pendleton Heights. Yeah, I didn't have time to fully look through. I was trying to see Cassie Hayes' last two at-bats, how they had gone. She started with a strikeout, so that's the extreme, you know, bad side of that. And then she kind of learns from it, makes contact. A flyout is the second time, and you see her third time a base hit. I feel like the batters are advancing a little bit. They're learning a little bit. We saw that when looking at last in the order, Jameis Smith, who was able to notch a foul, and then I believe a base hit later. They're moving. They're advancing. You just got to do it, and your final two outs here is that's what Pendleton Heights is limited to. Brinley Holden is 0 for 2 today at the plate. She started tonight with a strikeout. She's currently down 0-1. She advanced from that strikeout. 0-1. We're split 1-1. So two strikeouts on the day for Holden. That's what I have. Luckily, not playing enough innings to earn that golden sombrero. 3. In threat of, as one more strike will be that. Pendleton Heights pretty stunned after that fourth inning. They had been keen to some slow starts early in the year, and no start is not a better solution. 1-2, and there's strikeout number 15. The two outs this inning have both came from the hand of Olivia Jones. And this Yorktown team is extremely one-sided. And from my perspective tonight, I've only been able to see one game for this Yorktown squad. But that's just because Jones has overshadowed them. I think they're, you know, a pretty solid team. We've seen some flashes of some issues in the field for them. But they haven't even had their moment because Pendleton Heights has just been out for the game at the plate. Two outs. Coleman, who has one of the three hits for Pendleton Heights, is at the plate. 0-1, she starts. One out away from their second consecutive conference title. The winner of tonight will have the largest win streak in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. For the longest time, that was Yorktown. Pendleton Heights currently possesses it. And now 0-2, the throw to second, and that'll do it. Nichols will be retired for the third and final out. And a big celebration from Yorktown as they are your 25-26 Hoosier Heritage Conference champions. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Yorktown wins it 4-0. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech. Visual design, production, and rentals. Located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844 or online at force.tech.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance, located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
The better we're going
to
get.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group.
Pendleton Heights came out and dominated. Some great weather for some great softball.
On 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. Alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I'm your host, Zion Palmieri. Pendleton Heights falls in the night of the Hoosier Heritage Conference Championship. Yorktown gets the better of the two and advances to 23-2 on the year. A dominant 4-0 victory. Does it?
Yeah, Pendleton Heights really just had a lackluster game. They only had three hits in the whole game. And the pitching on the mound was very good, aside from that top of the fourth where Yorktown was able to get the best of them. So overall, it was a pretty close game, aside from that one off inning.
Yeah, we are going to take a really short break when we return our post-game interview with head coach of the softball team, Coach Rob Davis. Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. Final score, Yorktown does it 4-0, advances for 14 straight conference victories and stuns Pendleton Heights. The only hits coming in that fourth inning, giving them the win here tonight.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights really just wasn't able to do what they needed to do, even though it was close all the way up until that one part.
Yeah, and joining us here now, head coach of the Lady Arabian softball team, Coach Rob Davis. Once again, final score 4-0 for Pendleton Heights. Coach, very tough game, very tough loss here to Yorktown. You knew coming into this, they've got one of the best pitchers in the state, Olivia Jones. How do you think, you know, your team fared ahead of the game knowing what they faced?
No, I mean, we came in. I thought the strike zone was a little crazy. I thought he missed a lot of the strike zones. Or, you know, we had a lot of backward Ks, but we pretty much know where strike zone is. And, you know, the ball was moving. I get that. But I thought the umpire called some tough calls. We didn't get it, you know. We had, what, three hits, you know. We make that catch in right field and, you know, a whole different ball game.
Yeah, and talking a little bit about adversity, that was your regular season. That's wrapped up. You've got playoff softball coming up soon after that. How do you teach this team how to deal with adversity, you know, better than they face tonight, considering it's win or go home in your next outing?
Well, you know, we're just trying to get better. You know, I mean, we like where we're at. You know, I'm happy with what happened here. You know, we just did, you know, that one play, and then Morgan has to throw a few extra balls, has a couple walks that inning, mm-hmm. and they had one big hit. You know, I mean, that's part of the part of the game. You know, if they don't get that hit, or if we make that catch, hell, we're probably still playing.
Well, that'll do it for this interview. Very tough loss, but thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for covering us. Appreciate you.
We'll see you in sectionals. Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Attention all 90s lovers, we're rewinding the clock back every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 o'clock for 90s at 9. All your favorite hits on your favorite student-run station. You don't have to go searching for the best 90s songs. It's all right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, underwritten by Financial Enhancement Group on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to Legends Field for our last segment of our post-game show. Jeffrey, we got to crown our player of the game. Yorktown got the win in enemy territory and is your Hoosier Heritage Conference champs. What are you thinking?
I mean, for Yorktown, Olivia Jones played the best game, and for Pendleton Heights, Morgan Bricker was the one.
Mm-hmm.
So both pitchers for both teams did extremely well, despite that one inning for Pendleton Heights where they struggled. It was really good pitching overall.
Yeah, we are going to be back in action tomorrow. It's going to be me and Benson Davis, 6 p.m. first pitch, baseball versus Connersville. And then if you're looking for Lady Arabian softball, we're going to be in action at their next game right here at home. They are taking on Greenfield Central in the very first round of sectionals. It is a very tough matchup that I am very excited for, and you're not going to want to miss it. But that'll do it. Alongside Jeffrey Kirkendall, I've been your host, Zion Palmieri. Yorktown gets the win 4-0 against the Lady Arabians and steals the conference title for the second time in a row. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you tuned in for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole broadcast, we really appreciate it. Couldn't do this without all our sponsors and contributors, and this wouldn't all be possible without you guys tuning in. For Layla back at the board and Mr. Whitehair shadowing, we really appreciate your contributions. You've been listening to the Arabian Sports Network. Have a great night. 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Softball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.